This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and we have a live session today with Fences. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's Christopher Mansfield. Explain something to me. Is Christopher Mansfield Fences, or is it like Christopher and Field Report? He is the band basically, and there are different people that join it. Or is there
I would. You slightly modified my answer, which was, I used to tell people it's like Bright Eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Conor Oberst and Bright Eyes.
I can do whatever I want. I can come out with an orchestra. It's still Fences.
Love it.
Or if it's just me. So I sort of like that freedom. And I used to think that it would keep me like anonymous and like, well, then no one will know who I am. Like, but I'm not like the Gorillaz where I have a cartoon avatar. But there is a little bit I could. That might be the next thing, but it is nice to have a little separation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this album. I love everything I've heard from it. It's haunting, is that we were just talking about it a minute ago. Mm-hmm. All of the songs that I've seen and the videos as well, which we'll talk about later, they just stick with you. These songs are they're riveting and there's a lot of substance to them. And instead of talking about them all day, can we get you to favor us one from the new album? The new album is called Failure Sculptures. It's out now. And you've heard the song Paper Route lately on 88.5 FM. But what are you going to play for us?
I'm actually going to do something that's not even on that record, which I believe to be even more sad and more haunting. Like I was telling my friend Dave, who plays with me, I'm like, I got new songs and they're even sadder. So if you would like it, I guess this would be the first time that anyone's ever heard it.
What are we going to
hear? My friend.
Not my friend?
Who's no one's heard this song.
Oh, who is
like,
not your
not
friend?
Like sitting in
close,
my room,
close
you know
to
what
you.
I mean? So
what are we going to hear today?
You want to play it now? Is
that absolutely
sure. It's called Pale King, and I just really dig it. Here we go.
Right, this is Fences on 88.5 FM.
Awful things angels sing, and they know that you're not one of those, a perfect rose that dies when it's bought. We should have tried harder for our new daughter, but you just ran away. We should have tried harder for our new daughter, but you just ran away. But if we go outside, let's hide behind the never-ending brigade. If we go outside, let's hide behind the never-ending brigade. My pale king, my wedding ring that I never got, and all my clothes and books and rows. I'm okay, no, I'm not. We should have tried harder for our new daughter, but you just ran away. We should have tried harder for our new daughter, but just ran away. But if we go outside, let's hide behind the never-ending brigade. But if we go outside, let's hide behind the never-ending brigade. But if we go outside, let's hide behind the never-ending brigade. But if we go outside, let's hide behind the never-ending brigade. We'll be okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Fences on 88.5 FM. That was beautiful.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
The new album that's not on is called Failure Scriptures. It's out now, and you can get it. Paper Route is the track that we've been playing, if you've had a chance to hear that on 88.5 FM. It's interesting to me, Christopher. You have videos that have millions of hits, like 12 million hits, and then yet you're not a completely universally known artist. Is it interesting for you to travel between those worlds where you walk into an arena, into a venue, and everyone is a Manic fan and you know, very into your music, and then have total anonymity otherwise?
Yeah, it's really, I mean, I think I was more like battling with that, like spiritually and like intellectually, like in my 20s. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just like, you know, how do I make money, like enough money to like buy a house in like Arizona and be left alone forever? Right. That's sort of my new thing. But yeah, it's a trip. It's a trip. I'll go on YouTube and be like, man, Other Side, like 47 million. And then I'm like, hey, you know, I gotta ask my friend to borrow $20. You know? it's a cruel world, you know. But at least when I die, I'll know I lived a life making artwork, and that's all I want to do. And I didn't cut my ear off like Vincent. I didn't do any of that crazy stuff. So we're good.
We were talking about this earlier. It's interesting with some of these, you know, streaming services where a lot of people, if it weren't for radio stations like this, would have to go to find your music on YouTube or you know, Spotify or whatever.
And then you got to buy those ads. And then that makes no sense.
Exactly. You have to subscribe to that and pay for that one way or the other.
Yeah.
An artist like you, to make a living doing this.
Yep.
You have to tour. You've got to play show after show after show and go around and do it that way and cut out the middleman, or otherwise it just won't happen.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm just a carpenter, you know. This is my hammer.
I love
it. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
It isn't it's not what we thought it would be. It's not what I was not that I was promised, but when I was a kid, you know, you look at like, you're like, wow, I could be like Jimmy Page and buy Aleister Crowley's house and just sit and trip out and play guitar and just be a billionaire. And just like, actually, no, like, you are going to end up like your father, except he has like a hammer and you have a guitar. Yeah. But there's no difference. There's no difference there. It's all just work.
The videos that you do, too, they're so haunting. And like the one you did with Paper Route, it seems to me like it's you kind of coming in contact with your younger self and experiencing that. It reminds me a lot of Pedro the Lion, and not, you know, sonically, but the story Yellow Bike about, you know,
I love David, man.
It's those details.
Yeah.
That when you get down to those tiny details about the Paper Route and the little things that seemingly were insignificant when we were children, that's the stuff that really touches some people when they hear it.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, when I think about my mother and my sister, who are they're both gone, I don't see them. I think about a memory. It was my sister had like, I think she like stole a candy bar or something, like hid it in the back, and like I was in the back like napping because my mom would do this like paper out that started at like 4 a.m. you know, in Florida, so it was dark, and then I would be asleep, and then like I remember like seeing the candy bar, and I was like, oh, my sister like stashed that back here, you know. And like, it's stupid to talk about on the radio, but that is my memory of the two most important women in my life was a paper route and a candy bar.
Yeah.
And 4 a.m.
But everything comes rushing back, all the feelings when you think about that tiny detail.
That's it, man.
Will you share another song with us?
Absolutely not. I'll see you later.
All right. Well, it's been nice. what are we going to hear?
Well, I think maybe it would probably, I would be like a really good radio guy if I was like, well, here's Paper Route.
this is called Paper Route. It's off the new album, Failure Sculptures.
You
want to
do
really
a different key? You want to just change the whole key right now?
And this is Fences on 88.5 FM.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Whatever this is, I don't like it. 'Cause I don't even bruise anymore. I just wanna flood the fighting and then rain out the war. Let's park it in the driveway. Our bodies sway like trees in the storm. It's too late to keep on riding, so let's rain out the war. I should have known better to look up that day. Some people stay face down, they're lucky that way. I should have known better to look up that day. Some people stay face down, they're lucky that way. Although you keep on hiding and you don't pay your phone anymore, the ringing sounds like lightning were raining out the war. We used to live in Florida. The paper out goes door to door. My sister was the thrower. We're raining out the war. I should have known better to look up that day. Some people stay face down, they're lucky that way. I should have known better to look up that day. Some people stay face down, they're lucky that way.
Fences on 88.5 FM. That song is Paper Route. It's on the new album, Failure Sculptures. It's out now. That song, Gutsby, I had a paper route when I was a kid. And as you're singing that, I think back to the neighborhood, the houses that I walked along to deliver papers. It's pretty powerful.
Thank you very much.
Christopher, I think if people met you on the street, they would be hard-pressed to tell that you were the person that made these thoughtful, quiet songs. You wear your art as well on your body. You have quite a number of tattoos. Do you feel where'd this come from? And what's amazing to me is sitting here talking to you, how quickly that all goes away. And I just, feel like I'm having a conversation with an artist. Do you feel though that, when you meet people that they make preconceptions about you and that flavors the way then you view society as you go through it, and that then in turn flavors your music?
That's a really good question. Yes, absolutely. Yes. I've been in love with terrific girls who said like, hey, my dad's coming over to pick me up for dinner, but you got to get out of here because he can't see what you look like, you know. And that hurts you.
Yeah.
That'll hurt your feelings. And they think it's funny at the time. They're like, and then you sort of like, you know, act like, oh, yeah, I'm just a bad boy. It's all right. I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it. But, like, that still gets you in there, in your heart, you know, because I'm like, I have to, like, run down a resume. I'm like, well, you know, tell, like, your mother that, like, I graduated college.
Right.
And, like, I taught music and, like, I got some cash. And you have to explain yourself. You have to sell yourself. Explain yourself to people who are no better than you.
Absolutely.
Probably worse. Probably less intelligent and have less money in there. They're just like, you know, they got internal face tattoos.
Yeah.
At least you can see mine. You know what I mean?
Well, you live art.
Right.
More deliberately than most people admit.
Yeah.
And I respect that a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, it reminds me of, I got to interview Warren Zevon like 20 years ago.
Okay.
And I said, you know, I know you've, you know, struggled with, you know, different demons in your life. You write these songs that are so dark, you know, about werewolves and murderers and all these things. I said, you know, how is that a release? And he said, well, I write the song, I put it in there, and then it's your problem. And I liked that.
Me too.
That sort of brand of catharsis. I think it's interesting, but it's clear that an examined life is being lived in the music that you make. Will you play us another song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this going to be one off of the new album as well?
This is going to be Same Blues. We could do a little, you know, we can talk about it after, but this is the latest video, the one we did in New Mexico, and it's, you know, super important to me, and we can talk about it after.
Okay,
if you'd like.
Absolutely. This is Fences on 88.5 FM.
Good father too, I lose my mind when talking to you, but I don't know why that's a lie. Yes, I do. And life is harder in tune when you find common lines that run through the noose. I'd use your hands if the rope was too loose, and die with a smile on cold tile next to you. Cause you are the ashes, the cigarette smoke in my eyes, out on my leg, it's a burn I'll have for life. Cause you are the ashes, the cigarette smoke in my eyes, and out on my leg, it's a burn. Burn that I like. And life is harder in tune when you find common lines that run through the noose. I'd use your hands if the rope was too loose, and die with a smile on cold and tired next to you. We both sing the same blues, different houses and spouses, but similar views. I'd learn to dance if you'd stand on my shoes. I can't, you're a wife, cause you smiled, said I do. 'cause you are the ashes, the cigarette smoke in my eyes, and out on my leg, it's a burn I'll have for life. 'Cause you are the ashes, the cigarette smoke in my eyes, and out on my leg, it's a burn I'll have for life. It's a burn that I like.
Fences on 88.5 FM. Tell me about that song.
You want the real answer or the radio?
Yeah,
answer?
I'm afraid of it, but I want the real answer.
I met a woman who's an actress, and she was married with two kids, and I just had a baby, and we fell in love, and it was insane, and. It destroyed both of our relationships, but it was just this chaotic whirlwind. And I look back at that and I'm like, I really shouldn't have done that. And she shouldn't have either. But then I say, well, we got this song, you know, not to be a martyr or like a kamikaze pilot, you know, I'm willing to crash, you know, just for the result. That's not my major trip, but, you know, sometimes I live that way, but, yeah, there you go.
Do you, the whole tortured artist, is that a construct that you think works? Do you have to feel pain to make music, or is that BS?
That's silly. Yeah, man. I think Townes Van Zandt got real drunk and probably laid there and ate a TV dinner and hated himself. But when he was doing his real stuff, he probably had a cup of coffee, was on the couch, and happy.
Yeah.
You got to feel a little pain and, like, have it in the reservoir. But, like, I've never written anything, like, just in the depths of it. Because right. That's that, like, when you're really down there, that's no joke.
Yeah.
You can barely walk. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're not making art. No way. So, yeah, it's a gimmick, you know?
Well, Christopher Mansfield is Fences. I like you. I like you a lot. You're
I like you too.
One of the most honest artists that I've come across, and I really enjoyed this. Thanks for sharing your songs with us today. Now, the new album is called Failure Sculptures. It's out now. You can buy it wherever you buy albums, and listen to Paper Route here on 88.5 FM, and hope we get to see you again.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Fences on 88.5 FM.